All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, very excited to be talking to an individual set to compete at BKFC Prospect Series 1, which goes down on August the 24th. And we've got Dimitri Angelini knuckling up and toeing the line against Bam Bam. And great getting to have Double B on the show today. How's everything going there, man?
Hey, man, how are you, man? It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, good talking to you for sure and getting to have you on. And it seems like there's a certain level of things kind of being in sync in a certain way. Like, I saw you had a recent post talking about how 7 years ago you had made your MMA debut and now you're kind of readying to make the BKFC debut in your hometown. So, like, when did this opportunity initially kind of come your way, I guess?
I mean, to be honest, that's a very good question. I like the way the interview started. But yeah, I did make my MMA debut 7 years ago, and as an amateur, you got to get 5 fights out the way. I did that in about a year. And then, basically, I made my MMA debut against a guy that's in the UFC right now, 7-1, touche to him. And my business just grew out of nowhere. God had blessed me that I provide a service that people like. So I took 2-3 years off, and I've been trying to get in BKFC doing the tryouts before it was even cool. That might not be shown. I've been trying, but the right opportunity is now. And my opponent, Dimitri, I'm very excited because he's no pushover. He's got over 50 professional fights. He's got 5 bare knuckle fights. He's making 3 times the money I'm making, and I feel disrespected. And he's gonna come down to my hometown, and I'm just happy God has given me the opportunity to perform in front of my hometown, in front of my family and friends.
Yeah, I mean, do you almost feel like you're defending the home turf in a certain regard? It seems almost like a territorial kind of thing, almost.
For even like I feel, it's definitely like that. It's definitely like that. But honestly, I think his nickname's the Modern Warrior or the Great Gladiator. I'm not sure exactly, but I know he comes to fight, and I'm happy that he signed the contract, which if he was making 3 times the money that I'm making, I would have signed it too. But I do still see a disrespect with him coming to my backyard to think that he even deserves to be in the ring, but I'm going to let my speaking be done by my fight team when I toe the line.
Yeah, and it's kind of interesting because I was doing like a bit of backgrounding on you, and it seems like you kind of like go back a fair bit with like the whole culture of this sport and stuff like that. Just in as far as like I saw you had a post shouting out, you know, Kimbo Slice and Dota 5000 for repping Miami, but really just that backyard sort of fighting culture, which is now, you know, taking hold in a lot of different regards. Like, I feel like bare knuckle fighting has just steadily risen over the last number of years, and it seems like the trajectory is great. So how cool is it to kind of be part of all of this just with that seeming like historical appreciation for, like, you know, that Miami backyard fighting culture?
That's actually my greatest motivation. And about that, MMA wasn't a thing when I was coming up. You know what I'm saying? You had boxing, you had backyard fights. You know, I did all those things, but, you know, mine might maybe wouldn't get as viewed as leveled or as Masvidals and stuff like that, as Kimbo Slice. But those were the guys I looked up to. Then finally, MMA became a sport and it started to become a thing, so I jumped into MMA. But I do feel like bare knuckle, it's what I'm in. I've been in many backyard regulated fights or unregulated, however you want to see it. I went to Street Beefs and represented Miami in Virginia. Had to beat a guy over there. Before I did my MMA career, because it's always hard to find an opponent to fight. That's why I respect Dimitri for signing. But yes, I pay homage to the people that came before me. The Yulis, the Levels, the Kimbos, because these are the guys, especially Kimbos, that I looked up to before I knew what leg kicks was and jiu-jitsu was. Because I do respect MMA, because that's a real, real violent, hard sport. But bare knuckle is just as violent. But I don't have to worry about anything but just throwing my hands and being in shape. And that's what I'm going to do on August 24th. I'm going to show up in shape, show out, and show what God has given me the ability to do. That's punch people in the face.
Yeah, I mean, we mentioned your opponent a couple times already. Like, are you someone who's, like, hitting a certain level of tape study before you fight your opponents, or kind of just refining your own skills to be adaptable with whatever happens?
To me, it's about me. But obviously, if he's making 3 times the money I'm making, he must probably think it's about him. But I was ready for whoever, whenever. As, like, you can, I said in my MMA debut, I went against a guy that's in the UFC, 6'6 at 170 pounds. I'll go against anybody, but I'm definitely excited to show what I can do, but I'm not worried about watching the video. I have seen a few fights, obviously I will, but I let my coach, Juan Arroyo, take care of that, and whatever he tells me to do, how to do it, and when to do it is what I'm going to do.
Yeah, I'm curious for you to, I guess, expound upon the prep and just general camp a bit more, because in doing some backgrounding on you, it seemed like there'd been a few spaces over the years. Like, I saw KO Zone a while ago, but like Goat Shed Academy and Pound for Pound Training in more recent times.
Goat Shed is definitely the gym I'm loyal to. I've go back with them, done a lot of business. But it's an MMA gym, even though I say cancel your memberships and join Goat Shed. It's the best gym in Miami, the most littest, where you can learn how to really defend yourself. But since this is bare knuckle, pound for pound, Juan Arroyo, he's always been my coach that helps me with the stand-up. And now that I could just 100% listen to and intake the Hall of Fame knowledge that he is putting on me, I just want to stay humble and show that to the world. Because Instagram is not real. I am out here training every day like my coach wants me to. And basically, whatever he says goes. If it's 5 miles, if it's 10 miles, if it's 1,000 sit-ups, if it's 20 rounds, if it's 2 rounds, if it's shadow boxing, I'm just here and grateful that he is on this journey with me, and we have an opponent on August 24th.
Yeah, and it seems that you've been preparing for this for a while, like as much as this is the bare-knuckle debut, like I did reference some of the work with BKFC Cheat Code like a while ago, so it seems like you've been kind of trending towards this for quite a while. Like, when did bare-knuckle first kind of get on your, I guess, radar and kind of ignite the fire? I mean, I would think it would be back in the, you know, backyard days, but there wasn't like an established, like, larger professional circuit for it at that point. So, like, I guess when did it sort of get on the radar in like a way where you could make a run at it career-wise, I guess?
What I can tell you is 3 years ago, it wasn't a cool thing to be in a tryout. Before all these guys that just started fighting, maybe 2-0, 3-0, 4-0, fight tomato cans, I'm coming to make my debut. As you already know, a guy with over 50 pro fights, 5 bare knuckle fights already, has fought. But I was paying for my own hotel just to try out. But it just didn't make sense. But it makes sense now. But I was doing it before it was a cool thing. Now it's the coolest thing in the world that everybody just wants to try out. Go ahead and give it a try. I'm not here to try anything. I'm here to make sure that I go out and I put on a show for my family and friends. But it's just the rarest form, mano y mano, you know, put the guns down, put the hands up. That's what I push to my family and friends and to the kids that I motivate. And to the kids that I'll be trying to bring out to the fight, because I do think martial arts is an avenue, whether it be jujitsu, whether it be kickboxing, whether it be Muay Thai, that any kid should, and my kids will and do partake in, because it provides some sort of discipline. I've been at the highest of the highs and the lowest of the lows. This moment is not going to be too big for me. This moment is not going to be too big for him, because he has over 50 pro fights. So we both will toe the line and somebody will go down. And August 24th, I will throw down and I will toe the line and I probably won't step back. But I'll step to the side because, you know, that's what my boxing goes on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the movement seems paramount in, I mean, all combat sports, but especially this one. I guess I'm curious, like, in talking about some of these preparations, because when I talk to bare knuckle fighters, it seems like there are some kind of defined paths on this certain topic. Like, I'll talk to some fighters who use, like, very, I guess, specific techniques for bare knuckle to kind of, like, galvanize the hands, like, you know, working the wooden Muay Thai boards and gripping the sand. And a lot of fighters on the other side of it kind of, like, scoff at it almost, and they're like, no, I just kind of do my normal training. Like, where are you at in that regard?
That's a great question, man. Honestly, and I don't hate on no man, and whatever man thinks is the best process for him, my hands are my money makers. They've been making money for me for a while, even back to when I was a handyman using tools. I'm not about to punch no walls and then go do therapy on my hands. It just seems like a waste of time. But other people do it, and they do say it makes their fists harder, their knuckles harder. The people that I'm around are not with that. That's almost like punching yourself in the face and saying you're giving yourself a tougher chin.
Yeah.
But if you're winning, keep doing it. I don't want to hate on no man. Keep shining. But when it's my time, I will come and do and represent my community correctly.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a measured, well-thought-out answer, but just in talking about some of the work that you've gotten up to, like, it seems like you're pretty involved as a bodyguard. I didn't really even know that, admittedly, before reaching out to you. I just kind of saw you on the Prospect Series card and, you know, thought to talk to some of the fighters on the event coming up, but it looks like you've done security for some pretty big acts. Like, I guess first thing, like, how did you initially even get into, you know, bodyguarding and whatnot?
You know, that's a good question. My cousin, you know, he's a bodyguard. It's a big name. And he's got a couple big clients. And he was always telling me to be a bodyguard, but I had this vision of being the world's greatest MMA fighter. And I went out and I had my first MMA fight, and I fought a guy that's in the UFC 7-1 for $400. And I had to look in the mirror with a daughter and reevaluate my life. So I started bodyguarding, and I guess I provide a service that, you know, I'm not a big, black, strong, steroided guy. I'm just an athletic Latino that has a pair of balls, they say, and I'm get the job done. And I guess they like the service that I provide, and I was been traveling all the world. But like I said, that is neither here nor there, because I'm in the gym every day for about the last 6 months trying to get a fight. And now in my hometown, they came up with this Prospect Series, this double event. I like it. They reached out. It makes sense. The 24th, I'll steal the show. And I already am, but I'll prove why I'm the next big thing.
I guess that was the question I kind of had too, sort of within that context, because it seems like you're concurrently a bodyguard on like pretty active schedules, it seems like, from some of these different artists. But at the same time, you're also getting in that work diligently. Like, it would seem like you don't really have a great deal of downtime.
I have no downtime. I tell that everybody in my life. I have no time to waste. I'm in the gym in the morning. Even if I got to work all night, but I got a daughter. You know what I'm saying? I got my fiance. I got my family. I got everything I need to take care of. And no, 24 hours a day is not enough, but I don't got no time to waste. Yes, I am missing some shifts on bodyguarding and losing money because I'm chasing this dream and this passion to fight in my backyard. But at the same time, I got kids to feed, and my family got to eat, and my opponent's making 3 times more money than me. So I've got to work, and I'm going to show my frustration on August 24th.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk about, like, frustrations, and it seems like this fight is, like, a cathartic sort of thing. Like, what, I guess, is frustrating you at present that you're hoping to get out there in this next fight?
No, nothing's frustrating me. This is part of the process. This is my first fight. I've seen other people fight a lot easier first fights. I never get an easy first fight. But I love the challenge of having a guy 50 pro fights. And that's why he deserves making 3 times more money. So when I get him up and get him out of there, my stock will go up. And at the end of the day, I do this to motivate. And when my daughter sees me, she knows her father's out there trying to be a better man. And I'm just trying to motivate her. Bella, I love you. This is for you. Daddy's going to finish his opponent in the first round.
And that's something I noticed, too. Like, you strike me as a guy who's, like, a very proud dad and, you know, everything like that. Like, I saw you at a post a couple months ago talking about a situation where a bit earlier in the year you had even gotten to a point of hitting rock bottom with some personal issues. But it seems like now things have kind of, I guess, sorted out in that regard. So I would think that that kind of, you know, balance would really help you out, just kind of having, like, the really key things kind of in line and sorted and everything.
Yeah, that's actually, yeah, you know, at times, you know, I just want to thank my support system, my dad and my brother. You know, I did go through ups and downs. You know, my fiance, I went through a divorce, and to go from seeing my kid every day to not seeing my kid, I do love my daughter. That did mess with me, and I may have took routes to deal with the pain in the heat of the moment, just And I'm just here to be a success story, because that's way before. And that's also another reason I owe GoShed a lot, because they open the doors to me every time. Because martial arts, if you take it serious, you are going to drop all the bullshit. And if you don't, they're going to beat you up. And I'm just grateful to have the ability to have support systems of people that told me, hey, we got you. Let's get back in the ring. And a couple months later, these opportunities, all opportunities, other business endeavors. But I like this one where I have an opportunity to fight. And I'm a bodyguard for people that are the show. And I play my role, but on August 24th, I will be the show. It will be the Bam Bam show, not the prospects. I'll leave there the top prospect. That's disrespectful in itself, but at least you will know who's the top prospect, and I'm going to get paid like the top prospect.
And I imagine there's going to be big partisan support. Just, we talked about the Miami connection before, so I think that would probably serve you well in this kind of medium where you're looking to really, I guess, have that standout performance. Like, it's like almost that Contender Series style framework where, like, the standout performance gets the big contract after. So I would think that this crowd would really play into your hands in that sense. Probably would be, you know, pretty raucous just where you're from, and just also the fighting style you bring.
I, yeah, that's very true. Basically, to basically answer that in my own way, the fight is 6 minutes from my house.
No, cool.
So that's pretty much enough motivation. It's literally in my backyard. I see the man coming to take everything I've worked for. But, you know, no guts, no glory. His nickname is the Glad Gladiator, so I'm happy he's coming here. And I'm going to, once again, show discipline, technique, precision, and power. And I will toe the line, and somebody will go down.
Yeah, you were talking about doing security, though, for guys who are the show. We got to get one of these guys to walk you out for one of these fights. Like, maybe Tekashi 6ix9ine walks you out and kind of, you know, does you a solid for doing security at some of the shows.
I mean, that might happen. That might not. Only thing about that is, like, yeah, it's been discussed, I'm not going to lie, but I don't beg nobody to do anything. That's a grown man in himself. And he calls me, I'm there. He don't call me, just like any other client that I have. But yeah, that would be really cool. And it might happen. He might be in the building. He might not. And I get a lot of people might be in the building, but I just got to block all that out. I just got to worry about my weight. I got to wake up in the morning, be at the gym at 8:30 in the morning with my coach, run my miles, do my abs, and whatever my coach Warner Royal says, that's what I need to do. I don't care about if 6ix9ine or another millionaire or another client. I got to focus on me, because the only one going in that ring to toe that line is me. And I'm not trying to get embarrassed in front of my family and friends, because they'll all be all right, and I'll be the one left embarrassed. So I got to block all that out. But all that is cool. And, you know, I might partake in that little vision on Instagram, because Instagram is not real. Reality will be August 24th when Dimitri steps in front of me. That will be reality.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely coming across how laser-focused you are. And just kind of one of the last things here in keeping things in line with talking about this fight, because you've historically been known to end things inside the distance, we'll say. I mean, a number of times you've got even knockout of the night distinctions from different promotions with only one fight going the distance. Are we thinking the broader trend continues in that regard when you step into the BKFC ring on August 24th?
I'm going to show my growth in this one. Honestly, yeah, my objective in life was to always knock people out. And when I get there, I will do it. But I'm going to fight smart, like my coach has trained me to. And if I stick to the game plan, it will open up. I'm not going to look for it. I just know when I touch them, they go down.
Yeah, going to be a very interesting fight for sure. Definitely a lot of fun machinations to this matchup, but really appreciate you making the time and giving such great insights, man. But just in wanting to be mindful of your time and schedule, I'm curious if maybe there's a final thought you'd like to add as we're wrapping up here.
Honestly, I just want to thank my dad, my brother, my family, my fiance, my gym, and most importantly, my daughter for being the motivation of me being a better man. I couldn't be here without my Hall of Fame boxing coach, Juan Arroyo. He has shown me things I don't know and has broken me down to lift me up, and we still got about a month to go, and I'm just excited to let my performance do the speaking for me. And I respect my opponent, and I'm thankful that he signed the dotted line and he'll show up and give me the ability to raise my stock on August 24th and leave out the building at the Miami-Dade Fairgrounds, the top prospect, the next big thing, him. Bam, bam.
Hit on all the points there, and yeah, this Dimitri Angelini fight, definitely a compelling one, and definitely a stacked roster here to kick off this new prospect series. And yeah, thanks so much again, to reiterate, for coming on the show, Bam Bam, and looking forward to checking things out when all this goes down. But until that happens, you have a good rest of your day. Thank you.
Hey man, thank you, bro. God bless, man. Have a great day.